Welcome back to the DMAC Campus Chronicle podcast. Today I am here with
Isaiah,
Derek,
Katie.
We're going to be talking about spring break and also some very interesting names that are kind of going around the world right now. But before we start, just want to tell you guys about the upcoming events at DMAC for the next few weeks. Ride the Cyclone, the DMAC theater production, will be happening April 4th and Friday, April 5th from 7:30. It also will be happening Saturday and a matinee Sunday. It will be occurring in the Black Box Theater. National Crime Victims Unit Week is next week, so be ready for that and be prepared. Spring break. Katie, how was your spring break?
It was fantastic. I spent almost 2 weeks in California.
What'd you do?
Our main thing that we were there to do was Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
So that was like our main thing we spent. But oddly enough, we only spent like 3 days in the parks. But that's okay.
Did you go to all the different parks?
Yes. So it's California, so there's only two. So then we did 1 day at land, 1 day at California Adventure, and then the third day was hopping between the two. So.
Well, what else did you do? Only 3 days in the parks. That leaves you with tons of days.
We did a SoFi Stadium tour. That was kind of cool. You kind of got to see all the, like, behind-the-scenes stuff that, like, a normal person doesn't get to see. Mm-hmm. And then we did a Walt Disney Studios tour. We went to Huntington Beach. Had a couple pool days because it rained the first, like, or 5 days we were there. But then finally it got nice. So.
I mean, it was terrible here, so at least you got some sun.
True.
Anything else?
No, that was about it.
What was the best part of Disney? Because I've been to California and I did not like it as much as Florida.
I'm going to have to say... So, when it comes to Disney, Disney World wins because of their castle show. The projections and the fireworks, they win in that department. Mm-hmm. California wins in the department of, they do this really fancy water show at California Adventure. It's called World of Color.
Yes.
And I just thought that was really cool on how they were able to, like, sync the water with the music and just really tell a story with it, which I thought was really cool.
Are you a roller coaster person?
I am a roller coaster person.
Okay, I don't like roller coasters.
Incredicoaster.
Didn't touch
it. Love it.
Have you been?
No, I haven't. No.
Do you like roller coasters?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, Derek.
I've not been. Actually, when I was a little kid, I apparently went to the San Diego Disneyland or whatever, but I would have been like 4, 3, so.
Mm-hmm. Don't remember it.
I don't think back then I was a roller coaster person either.
Are you now?
Yeah, I would say so.
It's not for me. It's too scary. I know that I'm strapped in, but it's like, I don't know, I can just see myself.
I think the most uncomfortable part about Incredicoaster was, you know, you think of, you know, a roller coaster. It's like the pull down harness thing, and then it clips in at the bottom.
Yeah.
There was no bottom clip. It was just, it just pulled down over your head, and then it locked like that.
Oh, God.
There was no bottom clip. So it was kind of like,
excuse me, I think something's wrong here.
No, well, I just kind of, everybody else is going along with this. I was like, okay, like, this
must
be fine.
That's how people die, Katie. Like, all right, no one's going to worry about it.
But I'm here telling the story.
That's true. That was the best ride?
Yeah, either that or Big Thunder Mountain. Tiana's Bayou was pretty good, too. But we rode that at, like, the very end of the day because we didn't want to be soaking wet all day.
That's fair. That's fair. Food. Did you eat food there? The food is okay, I feel like.
It is. It's kind of meh. Mm-hmm. I like World better for the food because they have, these cheeseburger spring rolls.
Oh, okay.
They're so good. They're probably so bad for your health, but
how many times have you been to Disney?
5 or 6 times.
5 or 6 times?
5 or 6 times.
Goodness.
We are, me, my sister, and my mom are... all Disney kids. We love Disney.
Is it better than Adventureland?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Have you been to Adventureland at least?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
A lot of times. Fond memories.
Really? I've been there once that I can remember. Derek, thoughts on Adventureland?
Yeah, I mean, Adventureland's fine for an Iowa, you know, amusement park. I was surprised you even asked that question, like, is Disneyland better than Adventureland?
Well, I mean, it's got rides. It's got food. Only thing it's missing is, like, the character aspect.
Yeah, and, like, the budget.
Yeah. That's true, and the budget.
It's got the same quality.
It's definitely limited. Like, that's why I would, if I had the chance, go to Disney. First choice.
You wouldn't pick Adventureland?
Nah, sorry.
Well, I guess there's the benefit of, like, the ride, you know, lines and everything.
you think of it that way. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
Okay, so now Midwest. Are we picking Adventureland or are we picking Nickelodeon Universe?
At
Mall of America.
Oh, Mall of America, yeah.
Oh, sure. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Mall of America.
Nickelodeon Universe. It's have you ever been to Mall of America?
I have not. I don't really travel a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
So Mall of America has Nickelodeon Universe, where it's essentially take Adventureland,
mm-hmm.
chop it into like about probably what, a quarter of the space?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
And then throw it right in the middle of the mall.
I think the mall awful. I think it has more roller coasters than Adventureland, maybe, as well.
Yeah. I think that's why I'd have to say Mall of America's better.
Probably to take it over that, just like the unique aspect, like the one time I went there. I thought it was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to any people who own Adventureland who are listening and they're like, well, I guess I'll stop. Jesus. Derek, where did you go for spring break?
I stayed home, but I got to watch the third season of Invincible. So
you basically went to California then. Congratulations.
I don't know about that, but
same level. What else did you do?
I had, you know, just watch my mom's pets while she was in Kentucky without me. So, you know.
It's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Just ditched you and left you at home.
Pretty much, yeah.
She just wanted to watch her pets.
True.
Isaiah, you got to go to Georgia. Tell us about that.
Yes, I did. First of all, it was very amazing, really refreshing. We were connected with a local church down there, so it was like all in all like a mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
But like on the free day, we got to go to the largest aquarium in the United States.
I love aquariums.
So yeah, I'm a big ocean guy.
Yeah.
So like first chance I got, I was like, you know what, take me, please. And like, yeah, we saw like whale sharks. We saw like huge manta rays,
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff. We saw gators.
Did they have like the tunnel?
Yes.
Oh, I love when they do the tunnels.
Yes, I thought like I didn't even think it was in there. I thought it was like at another aquarium.
I love those.
But like once we got to that point, I was like, oh my goodness, like it's real, it's real.
Did you know that you can, I don't know how much it is, but you can pay extra at that aquarium to put on this like kind of like scuba suit, not really scuba suit, and go in the tank, and like.
The tubey tank?
No. The big tank when
yeah.
you walk in there and it has like the whale sharks and it has the manta rays and all that stuff.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about that.
You're able to do that, but like it's kind of cool. They have kind of like, so they put, I say put you under, that sounds so cool. You get under the water and then like you start walking and they have kind of like a path around
that you can
follow and like, yeah, you have this whole like scuba kind of not really suit on, but
would you do it?
Yeah, I think I would. Sure. But well, how often do you get to swim with whale sharks and manta rays?
Really often, actually. I'm asked like every other day.
You just hop over to Sailorville real quick.
Yeah, and they're like, can you come swim today with the manta rays that we have in the lake?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sure. What do you think, Derek? Yay or nay?
I'd say probably. I think that'd be fun to do. I've gone well, not really scuba diving. It's kind of, you know, scuba diving in a pool, but
like a touch pool, like with stingrays, or
yeah, I've done something similar essentially. So
nice.
Yeah.
What else did you get done?
Yeah, we went over to Waffle House. That was a really nice experience. Unique. I don't really know about nice.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Oh, like you loved it?
It was all right. I mean, but like just to be in the experience of a Waffle House down south in Georgia and stuff. So it was pretty nice, just to say like I've been to a Waffle House.
Did you have waffles?
Yes, of course I did.
Great. Were they good?
Not the best.
Yeah, you can say no.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Not the best, but I mean for the experience, it was probably worth it. So.
I did nothing. So, me and Derek were in the same boat. I went to work for a few days. It was really cold.
That's something.
I got paid.
You made money.
Right? What more do I need? I got to pot some plants for a while.
Money is what matters.
Thank you for saying what we're all thinking, Katie. I got to go see Mickey 17 in theaters. The Robert Pattinson movie. Did you not hear about it?
No.
That's okay. It was pretty good. I thought it was good. And then I also saw the Looney Tunes, the day the Looney Tunes blew up the world. Don't see it. Waste of time and money. My mom wanted to see it. We were the only people in the theater. It got taken out of theaters after like 2 days, I think. Don't watch it.
I was told yesterday that I really need to watch. I know we talked about it with our Oscars episode, but I was told I really need to watch Andor, I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
The one that won, like, all the Oscars.
Andor?
No, that's not.
Are you talking about Anora?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
It's like, Anora. I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah. I know it's started with an A, but I was told last night that I really need to watch it. It's a good movie. Apparently it's on Hulu, so that might be on my to-do list.
Speaking of our last podcast, I got to watch Fall Guy. After you raved about it, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
My friend told me, she said, you have to watch it because it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, well, that's strange because I knew somebody who told me that their sister saw it like 4 times.
Yeah.
She was like, no, it's awful. I thought it was fine.
Ironically enough, when on the plane ride to California. So.
Did you watch Fall Guy?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I think she watched it twice because the plane ride was like 5 hours.
Does she just love Ryan Gosling? Is that...
I don't... Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, the guy's named Ryan, I guess.
Happens. All right, moving on to our next segment. It's Daylist time. Everybody get your phones out. Do you use Spotify, Derek?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Do you?
Of course I do, but two people here do not, and I didn't know whether or not you were one of those people. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
So I got Pump Up Pop Rock Friday Afternoon with Unstoppable the Score, Centuries by Fall Out Boy, and Counting Stars by One Republic.
It's a good song. Derek.
I've got just kind of, I don't know why this is on my day list. I've got like Cardi's new album. I don't like that album, to be honest with you. Drake's new album. Then I've got like some older like Future and stuff like that.
Katie.
I don't have Spotify. I'm sorry.
I forgot, yes.
I am one of your Apple Music girls. But first one was Waiting on a Wish from the Snow White movie. Love Triangle, Speechless, and Holy Smokes.
Seems pretty good to me, yeah. Good job. I'm having a soul crushing pumpkin spice Friday afternoon. Moves by Sookie Waterhouse, I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers, and Casual by Chapel Run. Moving on to our next segment, which will be led by Katie.
Weird names. I'm part of a Facebook group. It's called This Name is a Tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And tragedy is not spelled the way that you're supposed to spell tragedy, by the way, because these names are that much of a tragedy. Knowledge.
Knowledge. Spell it for me.
Spelled K-N-O. Apostrophe L-E-D-G-E.
I don't think it's that bad. But the apostrophe is what makes it terrible.
Yes.
Just get rid of the apostrophe.
Stetson?
Stetson. Isn't that a brand? Am I wrong? A horse brand?
I don't know anything about horse brands, to be honest.
Okay, well, I feel like that is like...
Oh, in the comment section, it literally says, like the cowboy brand.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Haze, but H-A apostrophe Y-Z.
No.
I think this is supposed to say Olivia, but it's spelled E-H-L-I-V-I-A.
People get too fancy with it.
I think that's the problem. We're trying to get too fancy and too unique. Like, just
call her Olivia.
Yeah. Because that'll be... Your kid is going to be that kid in school where the substitute teacher comes in and is reading attendance. So I'm going to butcher you guys' names. Yeah. So I apologize in advance. And then they, like, full butcher it.
I feel like, though, I would take one of these terrible names over another, like, Sarah Lynn, Christina Lynn, like stuff like that. I can't
like the very classic like last name
I can't
or middle name.
Another one of those.
They
put Lynn on everything these days. Maggie Lynn, they'll do anything.
This one is, I guess, a full name, but it's Daisy Honeybee.
Okay.
But B is B E A, not B like B E.
Hmm. It's cute for a baby. For a grown adult, I wouldn't be like, it's lovely to meet you, my Daisy Honeybee. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's a joke, great.
Yeah, it's kind of like seeing a baby named like Clarence. Like it's the opposite, yeah. You know.
It doesn't work.
There was someone who was telling me a story where they wanted their kid's nickname. They had a completely normal name. Like their actual name was normal. I don't know what it was, so don't ask me.
Okay.
But they wanted their child's nickname, like permanent nickname,
okay,
to be Pickles.
Why? Do you have a reason?
I didn't get that far into it. I think I just sat there in silence for a minute because I was like, did you actually just tell me that you want your child to be called Pickles?
I mean, they probably like pickles. I mean, probably too deep.
But like, here's the thing. There's a difference between like a cute nickname like you call your kid at home versus a cute nickname that they'll be known by for the rest of your life.
Pickles. It's like a dog name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like a pet name than a person name, you know?
Pickles. Yeah.
Like, come here, Pickles.
Or it's like those people who name their kids like... Oh my god, there's one I saw it the other day. Like her name was like Miracle of God, Amen.
That's her full name?
Yeah, like that's her full name. Miracle of God, Amen, and then whatever her last name was. And I was like, okay, you named your child that. And your child's going to be an adult someday. And you want that to be your child's yeah, adult name.
You'd have to change it.
Yeah.
There's no
way. I feel like I would have to. Like, 18th birthday. Okay, we're going to the courthouse right now. We're getting this done.
Get rid of it. Yeah. Because graduation, you got to think you got to walk up there and have people person be like, congratulations, Miracle of God, Amen, Johnson, or whatever.
It's like, it's just going to be that, like, constant, like, somebody tries to read your name, and then they pause and look at you, and then they go back, and then they can read it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, there's no way I'm reading this right. So the one I just saw was Hazley, HayzleIgh.
Hazley. Like Paisley, but with an H.
Sure.
Yeah. It's terrible. I don't love it.
Just why are we getting so fancy with it?
I think people just really want to be unique so bad. But just find a unique name.
An actual unique name.
Yeah.
Don't say Olivia and then spell it with an E-L, whatever.
Or bring back like the old names, like Pennington
or
Barbara.
Barbara. I don't know if I would name my child Barbara.
I don't think I'm
I feel like that would be like lifelong torture.
I'm not bringing back Barbara soon.
That would be like, so my great grandma's name was Matilda.
That's not bad.
Oh.
I still.
Do you not like it?
No, like the movie, like the play and stuff like that. That's what it immediately reminds me of.
Oh, the orphan girl? Wait, is she an orphan?
No. No.
I can't remember, but maybe.
I think she's just like abused.
Oh, what's the black and white haired Cruella?
Cruella? From Dalmatians?
Yeah, Dalmatians.
Oh.
That one would fall.
I think I'd be more okay with Cruella than
Matilda.
Really? I think so.
Matilda's not bad. You can go by like Tilda or Maddie.
We used to call my grandma Tilly.
See?
So.
There are nicknames here.
It was kind of funny when...
Yeah, I think that's what's nice about those old names is that there's always, like, nicknames associated. Like, I don't know. Like, I assume, like, Barbie is named after Barbara,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Like, or Barb.
Barb, yeah.
They just have those already nicknames built just in.
Going back to that.
Or, like, for me, it's like everybody sees Catherine and they know dang well that I don't go by Catherine. Mm-hmm. They're like, what do you actually go by? I'm like, I go by Katie.
Your name is Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because I don't use it. It's
too Katie.
It's too adult.
Will you one day go by Catherine, you think?
Someday I will.
Like, I knew a girl who went by, like, Danny, but when she, like, got a real dog, she went by, like, Daniela, her whole name.
Yeah, it's just... I was talking about this with, like, my high school English teacher. She was like, do you ever think you're going to go by Catherine, or are you just going to go by... You know, you'll just have to correct people the rest of your life. I'm like, eventually I'll just go by Catherine, but it's just too... adult for me right now. I'm still too young.
You look like a Katie.
Okay, well that's good.
I think it fits. I was like, okay, it makes sense. Catherine is very prestigious.
I know. It's very like, and then it's like Catherine Lynn, because that's my middle name.
Oh, is your middle name Lynn? I'm sorry for what I said earlier.
No, that's okay.
My middle name's Lynn too, though. Shay Lynn. It got Lynn added to it.
Well, and then my sister's middle name is Marie.
Oh.
So in my household, It's Anne Murray, Amanda Murray, Corey Lynn, Catherine Lynn.
All you need is like a joy, and then you would have had like the most quintessential our generation ever.
Yeah.
You would have nailed it.
I was like, I said to my parents one time, I'm like, you guys just really didn't get unique like at all. Just were like, first kid gets your middle name, second kid gets your middle name, and we'll make it up from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Do you guys want to address the elephant in the room? That's Elon Musk's kids' names.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that atrocity. Okay.
So, for example, the kid that he always like has with him, you know, you hear about it in the news. He'll have his kid with him, is named. Let me see how to pronounce it first.
Yeah, we need the pronunciation.
X A12.
That's how you pronounce it?
That's how you pronounce it. And then his nickname is X. So it's like X is just the letter X. Ash is like, you know, that weird like AE.
Though, yeah, they're kind of squiggly looking.
Sort of, yeah. And then A12 is named after a spy plane.
It's terrible.
Naming your kid after a spy plane. That just odd.
Yeah, that's...
It's very Elon Musk.
It is. It's very Elon Musk. It's on brand. It's...
But, like, what relation does Elon Musk have with a spy plane? Did he, like, design it? What's the importance of it to him? So important that he had to name his kid after it.
I think
Call him up.
I think it just might be, like, his favorite plane.
That'd be... I'm sorry, but that's, like... Me naming my kid Packer after the Green Bay Packers. Like,
don't name your kid Packer.
Exactly.
That's a terrible.
But don't name your kid X Ash A12 either.
But they call him Ash.
They call him X.
X?
Yeah.
But like, imagine like seeing that in like the teacher attendance list. Just being like.
Well, I'm sure his kid doesn't go to like a normal school, you know? But.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He probably goes to some rich person. Dual? No, his kid probably isn't old enough.
Yeah, his kid's pretty young still.
He's like five. That's
is
like
he?
Kindergarten.
That is kindergarten, yeah. But I'm sure they have like nannies or whatever that.
I'm sure he has like, you know, those like nannies that went to like special nanny school and like.
Yeah.
Are like built in nanny / teacher so your kid can be homeschooled.
Yeah. I'm not like these rich people wouldn't let their kids go to school with like everybody else, I don't think.
I would never be in a class with X-A12. there's no chance.
Yeah, then he's got his other kid, Techno Mechanicus, nicknamed Tau. So
nicknamed Tau?
Tau, yeah. Do you think Techno Mechanicus and X-A12 get to see each other very often, or?
No. There's no. I don't imagine that happening.
It was like the one day where like there was I don't know who they were in a meeting with, but Elon was in a meeting with someone, and, like, all of his little kids were all in the same room together. And I was like, I think this is the first time that I've seen all the little kids together and not just the one kid.
He has, like, a lot of kids, right?
He has, like, what, 12?
Yeah, I just looked it up. It was 12.
12 kids?
Mm-hmm.
He's not that old, either.
And you only ever see one, just saying.
Yeah.
Do you think he has a favorite?
Yes,
he it's X-A12. Come on.
Is that
named after
question?
His favorite plane.
Named after his favorite plane. So do you think like his next kid or
there shouldn't be a next kid. He already has 12 kids.
Well, I'm pretty sure he just has another one.
When?
Like, I don't know. I heard something
like a secret
about
kid?
Yeah.
I think all his kids are with different moms too. So
yes,
it's
they
like
are.
It's more manageable for him.
So he just doesn't care about the name at that point?
Well,
I mean, if he names it with his favorite airplane, then he does have some semblance of, like, he understands what he's doing. But
yeah, he cares enough to, like, be weird with it.
It's like, oh my God, my brain walked away without me.
Like who?
I don't know where I was going.
Okay.
I had a thought in my head, and immediately when I started talking, it was like, all right, bye.
It happens. Anything else to add?
Oh, do you think his... There we go. It came back.
Yeah.
Do you think his next kid is going to be named after, like, his SpaceX plane?
Oh, God. I hope not. What's this... Is it just called SpaceX plane? Does it have a name?
I don't know. Should I look it up?
It's probably something something crazy, like a Greek god or something, you know?
Well, he named...
God.
He renamed Twitter to X, like, I think after his kid.
That was just stupid. I don't know why they did that. I still call it Twitter. I'm not calling it X.
Yeah, everyone calls it Twitter, but...
Which one's his favorite SpaceX plane?
Okay, so the like rockets are called a Starship.
Oh, Starship Musk? That would be a terrible name.
Starship Musk is definitely going to be his next girl.
Yeah.
Elon, if you're listening.
We've got ideas for you, man.
And the other one is called, so we have Starship and mm-hmm. Booster Super Heavy.
Oh, God. Let's hope he chooses Starship.
Super Heavy?
So bad.
Like a booster seat. Super Heavy. That's the other plane's name.
Is there another one, maybe? Something normal?
I mean, we have the Falcon.
I don't think you're going to get a normal spaceship plane.
Hold on, here we go. No. Now I have an actual list. So we have Starship.
Mm-hmm.
We have Falcon 9. Falcon Heavy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would name his child Dragon. But not spelled like dragon.
Dragon Musk.
It'd be like
Dragon Musk.
0AR.
He would do like DR. A E G,
yeah, something crazy in there.
Apostrophe 1796. G A E 16.
This is such a long name.
I know.
Oh God. I don't know what the signature would be for that.
But it'd be accurate for him.
It would.
So.
If you were paid to name your kid something like that, would you do it? Paid like substantial.
Yeah. How much am I getting paid?
Like. 1 million.
Like to keep it for the rest of your life, or like up until like they're able to change it.
Yeah, do they have to keep it for their whole?
They could keep it for 18 years. They have to keep it for 18 years. So throughout high school, throughout middle school, and they have to go to a public school.
Do they get to have a nickname, or like that's the name they have to go by?
The nickname would have to like correlate with the name.
Okay. So like, if this person decided I have to name my kid Pizza,
well,
they could go by Pie.
Maybe, but I mean, like, if you have to name it like Falcon 9 or Dragon, then like the name would have to be like Falk.
Or I mean, Falcon sounds all right to me.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I knew a Maximus, and that was kind of crazy, but he went by Max, so didn't really work.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
So, would you take the deal?
Yes.
Not for $1 million.
I do need a little more than a million.
I need a
Well, the million's the deal.
No.
A million flat out.
Yeah.
Well, what if I invest a million?
You can do whatever you want with the money.
So honestly, I'll take the deal. Yeah.
Because
if you invest it, then that's more
money. You could make way more than a million.
And then the kid will, you know, he'll have a college fund.
Yeah, what if you tell him, I'll give you half of the million. All you gotta do is keep this name.
It's only 18 years.
Well, am I getting the full million up front? Or is it like,
yes.
I get 500,000 now you and
meet,
I get another
500,000? You make the deal, you get the money the next day.
Make the deal, you get the money. Derek's go, okay, and he pushes the
it's
money over.
All up front.
Yep.
All up front.
All on the table. And you just
what you do with it, if you lose it all in one day, that's your fault.
If you lose
make bad investments, that's your fault.
Okay. I'll take the deal.
I'm taking the deal.
I'm taking the deal, but I'm investing it.
I'm sure your child will thank you.
Probably.
So now do we invest in like Twitter or X or something?
I think that's going to crash.
Just turn it all into a huge circle.
Give it all back to Elon. Here you go.
God.
Thanks for the name idea.
Anything else to add? No? Katie, anything?
No.
Good? Isaiah? No?
No.
Would you love to read our socials for today?
Yes, I would. So you can find the Campus Chronicle on campuschroniclenews.com. Also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. And you can find us on iTunes or Spotify at the Campus Chronicle podcast. And if you want to come see us in person, find us in Building 5, Room 1136. Thank you very much.